The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In Kentucky, a very important election is close at hand. Next Tuesday, choices will be made by voters that will affect the future of our nation for generations to come. Other primary elections are yet to come in other states. Are you prepared to vote? The truth is, of those who say they are Christians, only half are registered to vote. Of the half who are registered to vote, half of them do not vote. And of the remainder who do vote, many of them vote for candidates who are against biblical moral values. Many of these people are sincere people who are trying to live as God wants them to live. Why then do they not go to the polls and vote, or vote wrongly? I'm glad you ask. Up until 1900, the Christian population of America controlled the outcome of elections. No candidate could be elected who did not acknowledge God's place in the history of our nation. Actually, they had to go farther than that. In their speeches and writings, they had to acknowledge that Jesus Christ was God's Son and that the Bible was the best book to live by in this world. Had a political candidate in the 1800s stated that homosexuality was just a different way of family life, he would have sealed his political doom. What changed? It all started when Christians backed out of the political realm in the 1920s. When Christians lost the battle over the transportation of liquor, many Bible-believing pastors began to say, "That's it. The government is no longer responsive to the church. Therefore, we'll make it our focus to get people saved, and we'll leave the government for someone else to do." And someone else did it. The few who hated God and wanted to see America turn from its biblical worldview began to move into positions of leadership in the education system and the government. By the 1930s, many university department chairmanships had been infiltrated by these humanists. They then easily duplicated themselves and their evil ideas in unsuspecting students, who then went out to teach in schools across the country. Some of the leading humanists ran for political office and made their way into high places in government. At least two have become president, while many others became congressional representatives, senators, or Supreme Court judges. By the 1960s, they were ready to launch their full-scale attack on Christian values in our culture. Prayer and Bible reading in government schools were disallowed in 1963. In 1973, the murdering of unborn children by abortion was legalized. In 1980, the Ten Commandments in public places were ruled unconstitutional. Early in this century, the legalization of homosexuality was pushed on us. And now we have a man in the White House who endorses homosexual marriage and has the gall to say this perverted idea was inspired by Jesus. Why can they do this? Because most Bible-believing Christians have stayed home instead of going to the polls and voting. Only 11% voted in Kentucky's primary last year. Even though there are enough of us to swing any election to the candidate that stands nearest to the biblical position on issues, if we would just vote. Will you decide to be salt and light that Jesus told us we were? Will you go to the polls and vote this coming Tuesday? Your choice is vote your biblical values, or one day soon have your children look at you and ask, "Daddy, Mommy, what were you doing when freedom in America died?" Can we not hear God calling today? Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. Christian, go vote. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.